TalkZone.com.
Welcome to How to Tour Italy with your host, Anthony Capozzoli. Anthony's passion for Italy is contagious. His dream is to bring Italy to life for people everywhere and to help them embrace the wonderful Italian lifestyle at home. Now, with How to Tour Italy, let's welcome travel expert, guidebook author, photographer, and radio host, Anthony Capozzoli.
Hi, everybody. This is Anthony Capozzoli with the How to Tour Italy radio show. And today we're going to be talking about something that is very near and dear to my heart, which is cafe, coffee, espresso, whatever you want to call it. The title of this segment is There Is No X in Espresso. It is not espresso, it is espresso with an S. It's wonderful. And one of the things that will be the highlight of your trip, in my opinion, it's kind of like when they say that there is no better Guinness in the world than the Guinness that you'll drink in Ireland, specifically in Dublin. I believe that is absolutely true here in Italy. We can talk a bit about who makes the best coffee and where to get the best this and the best that, but rather the types of coffee that you'll run into. But so let me start out by a couple of basic facts here. The coffee throughout the whole of Italy is fantastic. It's always, you know, cafe, and it's always espresso, and it's delicious. And there's different variations on how to drink and enjoy espresso. You're not going to find it like you do in the States. It's never going to be whipped and double dipped and with the whipped cream dripping off the side and all these different kind of flavors and deep fried this and quadruple blah, blah, blah size that and make it extra large. And don't forget to add the little sprinkles on top. You're never going to get any of that stuff here. It's very, very basic. Like all great things here in Italy, it's the simple things that make it wonderful. And that's also true of the coffee that you're going to drink here. And the espresso is magical. So you'll hear arguments, who makes the best coffee? I happen to believe, in my personal opinion, and I guess I follow suit with most people here in Italy, everyone will argue that the region that they live in, the region they were born in, makes the best food. So that'll be the first thing that they'll say. But the second thing they'll say is what the real opinion will be in terms of the food. So if they're Tuscan, they're always going to say Tuscany has the best food. And then so then when you say, well, besides Tuscany, if you're you know, from Tuscany, where's your favorite region for food? They're going to name something else, Campania, Calabria, etc. And this is also true of coffee. They'll probably say that the region that makes the best coffee is theirs. Because they know the guy that has been the barista at the cafe for 25 years. He pulls the best espresso. But in my personal opinion, and many Italians believe this to be true as well, I think that they'll say that the best espresso in the whole of Italy is rather in Naples, in Napoli. So Naples is famous for two things, pizza and espresso. And why is it that way? I don't know, but there is something special about the espresso that you have in Naples. I love the fact that in Naples, they serve it to you with a little water back. It's usually a sparkling water back, although they do ask, would you like it sparkling or natural? I always go with the sparkling because it's just a little something nice on the side. It's fantastic. And that's the only place that you'll ever see that happen is in Campania. They make that kind of a traditional, is to kind of back your coffee with water. And when you go south, in Italy, that's usually the case. They give you a little water back. But in Naples, usually it's a sparkling water back. It's fantastic. The espresso there is magical. It's just creamy and rich, and it's just got a little bit of a bite. It's fantastic. It almost doesn't even need any sugar, although I put some because I just like, you know, to kind of take the edge off a little bit. But so try a couple different ways. I mean, try it pure without any sugar and a little sparkling water back, and then put a little sugar in it just to give a little bit of flavor if you're in Naples. If anywhere else in Italy, we're going to walk through kind of the basic forms of coffee and some of the rules and when you can order them, what time of day. So first of all, once again, there is no X in espresso. It's not espresso. It is espresso. And it's usually never called espresso. You're just going to call it cafe. So people say, give me an espresso. You don't hear that in Italy. Just give me a cafe. When they say cafe, they just mean coffee. When they mean coffee, they mean espresso. So it's just kind of what we'll call out at the restaurants is cafe. And sometimes they'll even say cafe italiano, just to differentiate now because there is quite an influx of kind of different, I guess, coffee tastes here throughout Italy. So let's start with that. Let's start with the espresso. The espresso cafe is okay to drink anytime during the, you know, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, and at night. You can have it anytime. No one's going to raise their eyebrows at you. It's completely fine. So just know, any time of the day is fine. And a couple ways to do it, you can take it with sugar. You can do cafe lungo, cafe doppio, all kinds of things. But just the regular cafe. Cafe lungo just means it's a little bit of a longer pull where they add some more water to it. So a long espresso. Cafe doppio is a double espresso, but it's two normally pulled espressos served in a glass, which is a great way to go, but it's usually served in a bigger cup because it needs a little bit more room, but it's still kind of powerful, get a little bit of a punch. So that's Café Doppio. Then we got the Café Lungo, like I mentioned, it's just longer, they put a little bit more water, but the regular Café or Normale, so they're going to call it either Café Normale, Café Italiano, those are the things you're going to say, or simply Café, with all of those are espresso. And, you know, they come in, there's a regular pulled espresso cup. It's never going to fill the espresso cup, ever. If you get espresso anywhere in the States, and it comes, and it's kind of watery, and it fills up the cup, and it looks like American coffee in an espresso cup, it's a terrible espresso. You should almost pass on drinking it. Don't do it. You're just going to be miserable that you did. So don't be shocked when you come here, and then the espresso cup, which is already small, is only filled halfway, or it's got a small amount of espresso in it. It's about the flavor, and it's about kind of that little kick, and that's what the espresso does here. It's fantastic. So don't let it throw you. It's very, very good. You will pay standing up at the bar, which is usually the way to drink coffee here in Italy for the most part, around between 80 cents and 1 euro. For an espresso, that's normal for, you know, standing there. But 80 to 90 cents is what you'll typically see. You sit down, you're going to pay anywhere between 1 to 2 euro, and in certain places throughout Italy, you can get up to 3 euro, even 4, but that's for talking about Venice and some very, very, very expensive cafes that, you know, I never go to. So, but you will see that, so don't let it freak you out. The most expensive espresso I've seen here was in Venice, in Cafe San Marco, or in Piazza San Marco, sitting down at a table. I didn't order it, but it was 5 euro for one espresso, which is ridiculous for the record. But again, it's one of the most beautiful piazzas in the world. You've got lots to see. It's magical there. So, you know, you're paying for the environment and the atmosphere. So let's get back to the coffee here. So that's the espresso. Those are kind of the basic ways. Now, in the morning here, you're going to have one of three kinds of coffee. You're going to either just take a regular cafe or espresso. You're going to have a cappuccino, or you're going to have a latte up until 10:30. After 10:30, no Italian will be caught dead drinking cappuccino or latte. They just don't do it. You won't see it. And if you do, you can bet that they're not Italian. And that's okay. But that's the other thing I want to point out. If you want a cappuccino or a latte and it's after 10:30 in the morning, so what? Order it. Have some fun. They may roll their eyes. They may say you're not supposed to have one, but who cares? If you want one, by all means, order one. Enjoy your time here. This is your vacation. And if you like cappuccino, if you like latte, do not deprive yourself of any of that stuff simply because you're breaking some kind of unwritten rule about what you should and shouldn't do at a cafe when you're ordering what kind of drink you want. So just blow that off and enjoy your time here. But you will say, if you want to follow traditional rules, you will not drink cappuccino or latte after 10:30. Now, just to clarify, cappuccino comes in one size. You don't get to order small, medium, or large here in Italy. The only thing you can do to kind of adjust or change the size, for the most part, is your regular espresso, and that's either going to be a doppio or a lungo, one of the two. And we talked about that already, so I don't want to go into it again, but those are really the only size adjustments you're going to have. But the cappuccino is just froth milk poured with the espresso into the espresso and a little bit of the froth, like the froth milk on the top. So it's very, very good. Put a little sugar if you want. You don't always have to. And you take that in the morning with a pastry of some kind, and that's typically your breakfast here in Italy. Latte is exactly the same thing. Instead of froth milk, though, it's just steamed milk. And they pour it in, and you can put a little sugar if you want. So those are the two things in the morning. Latte or cappuccino, 90% of people, 95% of people take a cappuccino. I particularly take regular cafe. And I have to be honest with you, sometimes you're just in the mood for an American coffee. Here in Italy, it's called Cafe Americano. And when you go to the cafe, you're going to have to do one of two things. You can say Cafe Americano, and in the bigger cities, in Florence and in Rome, they'll know what you're talking about, even in Venice. And they're going to pour it, and they're not going to raise their eyebrows at all. They're not going to even ask a question. They're just going to give you the Cafe Americano. But you may go places where they kind of look at you funny. They're not sure what you mean. So all you're going to have to say is Cafe con acqua calda, which means hot water. So cafe con acqua calda or cafe americano, one of the two ways to order it. But start out by ordering it cafe americano. 90% of the time they're going to know what that is. Great way to go. Instead of the milk, of course, it's just the water. It's wonderful. That's what we're used to in the States. And sometimes a couple things I miss. One thing is just regular American coffee on occasion and Mexican food. I love Mexican food. There's this place that I go to on Ogden. It's called Taco Grill. It is one of my all-time favorite Mexican foods restaurants in the world. I mean, this place is delicious. It's cheap. The tacos are fantastic, and they make 30 different kinds of fresh salsa every single day. And that's the first stop when I get back in August. I'm going to get tacos and salsa from this wonderful place, Taco Grill. So if Taco Grill's listening, I miss you guys, and I can't wait to come and enjoy some of your salsa and your wonderful, wonderful tacos. Carnitas tacos are delicious. So I digress. I'm going to go back to being here in Italy, so I apologize, guys. So you're going to have cafe americano, cafe that's just cafe con agua calda, hot water, or cappuccino, or latte. All those are going to be morning coffees, although the cafe americano can pretty much be enjoyed throughout the entire day. You know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and after dinner, no problem at all. Now, if you want to have, if you like espresso, but you want to cut a little bit in the afternoon, the Italians drink macchiato, and macchiato is just your espresso served in an espresso cup, and they pour a little bit of frothed milk in there with a little bit of like a, just a dollop of the frothed milk on the top. It's very, very nice. It's like a miniature cappuccino. You can put a little bit of sugar in it down the hatch. It's a delicious way to go. I like it. I don't drink them too often because I prefer just straight up espresso, but the macchiatos are fantastic, so give them a try. So far we've got espresso, cappuccino, latte, cafe americano, and then macchiato. We've talked about five coffees so far. Those are all that you're going to find here, and once again, you're not going to have any options for small, medium, or large. You're not going to have flavor options. You're not going to be able to, you know, tap cocoa on the top and butterscotch and caramel and all kinds of stuff like we're able to do in the States, so don't look for it. They don't have it here, and, you know, the default way to deliver coffee is always in a sit down and enjoy the coffee in a coffee cup. They don't put it in to-go cups ever. They don't put it in plastic. They don't give you those little sleeves so that you can hold on to the hot coffee in a paper cup. It's because you're supposed to enjoy your coffee and then move on with your day. You're supposed to kind of take your time, take a little bit of a break. So if you do want it to go, what you can find, they're starting to do it a little bit more around here in Italy. You're going to say andare via, per andare via. It just means to go. So cafe per andare via or cappuccino per andare via, and they'll put it in the go cup and off they go. Now, they're not always going to have to go cup, so it's, you know, you might get stuck having to just enjoy it there. And I'm telling you, you should simply sit down and enjoy a coffee at the cafe. It's a great way to go. The sounds of the cafe are wonderful. So that's my advice. Now, we're going to talk about three other kinds of coffee. The next one, one of my all-time favorites, it's called Sciacquarato. And there's two ways to enjoy Sciacquarato: Sciacquarato Dolce and Sciacquarato Amaro. Dolce just means sweet, and Amaro means bitter. So Dolce, Sciacquarato Dolce, which is how they're going to default. If you just say, I would like a Sciacquarato, they're going to give you Dolce. They're not even going to ask, they're going to put the sugar. So what they do is pour the espresso into a shaker with some ice, with some sugar, and they shake it in like a cocktail shaker, if you will, until all the ice is melted, and then they pour that into a martini glass or a wine glass. It's got a nice, wonderful little layer of froth on the top. It's amazing, and it's a great way to beat the heat here in Italy. It's just something that when you come and enjoy them, send me an email at ajc@howtotouritaly and let me know how awesome they were, because it's one of my all-time favorite things. So those are the ways, that's the, you know, the two ways to do it. So we have the Dolce. I take it Amaro, which means they don't add sugar, but they do exactly the same thing. They pull the espresso, pour it over ice in a shaker, shake it until the ice is gone. They pour it in a martini glass or a wine glass and hand it to me. Sometimes I'm in the mood just to take an Amaro and I drink it straight. Sometimes I take a sugar packet and I put about half of it in there because I don't want it too sweet and I don't want it too bitter. So I add a little bit of sugar to kind of cut it to make it a little bit more drinkable. Then I mix it up and enjoy it that way. So, if you aren't sure, get it Amaro, Sciacquarato Amaro, and then add your own sugar to taste. If and then this way you'll know kind of you can always add more sugar. You can't take any out, so be cautious with it. But it's not that bad, and they're usually a little bit more expensive. You'll probably see them on the menu for anywhere between €2.50 to about €4.50 is about average. Now, you can also add or ask for a cafe freddo, just iced coffee. So you'll get a cappuccino with a little bit of water, or rather a cappuccino, an espresso with a bit of water over ice. It's very, very good. Just the typical iced coffee that we're all used to seeing in the States. If you're going to get a kind of an iced coffee, I highly recommend going with the Sciacquarato. They are amazing. So then leaves us with two, and these are kind of hardcore coffee drinkers' coffees. And the first one is Café Caretto, and there's two kinds of traditional Café Caretto. There's one Café Caretto con grappa or Café Caretto con sambuca. So you have to pick which of the two that you want. Kind of Florence north, it's grappa, and then south of Florence, it's sambuca by default, usually, is what you'll see. But that doesn't mean that that's how you have to do it. If you're in the south and you like grappa, order it with grappa. Doesn't make a difference, really. Now, there are a couple ways to drink this. Most of the time, they just take the grappa or the sambuca poured into the cafe or the espresso, and you mix it up and you drink it, and it's kind of a delicious kind of a mix. It's wonderful. Now, what they do in Tuscany, which I really like, is they take their espresso, put the sugar in, mix it up, take the espresso down. They leave a little tiny bit of espresso left over with kind of the unmelted sugar, and then they pour in the grappa. When the coffee cup is still hot, they mix it up, and then swoosh it around, and then drink down the grappa. It's delicious because the grappa is a little bit warmed up from the heat of the glass. The sugar mixes up with it, plus the coffee. It's delicious. Of the Café Carretos, between Sambuca and Grappa, I prefer Café Carreto con Grappa. And Carreto just means corrected coffee. So in restaurants, we'll have it, and you say Café Carreto. But if they just ask, would you like a café, they're going to bring you a regular café after dinner. Café Carreto, you have to specify, I would like a Café Carreto con Grappa or con Sambuca, and then, you know, you're off to the races. Try them both. I think you're probably going to like the grappa. Even if you don't like grappa, I think cafe with grappa is delicious. The Sambuca, it's a little bit too much licorice-y kind of for me. And when they mix it up with the heat and everything, it really pulls the licorice flavor out. So if you're not a licorice fan or don't love Sambuca, it's probably not going to go down so good. So try the Café Carreto con Grappa. Now, the last kind of coffee, the best kind of coffee, kind of the real deal espresso drinker's espresso, the kind that proves to Italians you know what you're talking about when you order a coffee, to let them know that you're a seasoned veteran here in Italy, even if you've never been, is called Café al Vetro, and that's V-E-T-R-O, which just means espresso in the glass. And what they're going to do is they're going to serve it to you in like a little shot glass, or sometimes they even have them, they're like little, the little espresso cups, but they're made of pure glass. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's like a shot glass. And they pour it to you that way and they just serve it to you. The glass is supposed to retain the pure flavor of the espresso. They claim that sometimes the porcelain from the cups kind of changes the flavor, and does something to the coffee. It cools it down too much, where the glass kind of helps retain it. I've tried it. I like it. It tastes delicious. It does taste a little bit different. It's kind of like those people that say that the best Guinness in the world is, you know, in Ireland, specifically in Dublin, because that's where it's made. It's the purest, best form of Guinness. That's when people say Café al Vetro is here in Italy, kind of the best and purest form of espresso. I don't know. I guess you guys have to try and taste for yourself whatever you think is best. I do like it. You just drink it the exact same way. You put your sugar in, you mix it up, and down the hatch it goes. It's excellent. Is it any better? You know, I don't know. I do like espresso, but I don't think I don't think my palate can discern the flavor between Vetro and regular cafe. But that's what they say is the best. I've tried them both. So, give it a whirl and let me know what you think. You can, and do me a favor, if you do try it, send me an email at ajc@howtotouritaly.com and let me know what you think. Cause I'm always curious to find out and kind of take a straw poll of what's happening out there with kind of the coffee drinkers and people to take my advice. So just kind of in reverse order here, we talked about Café al Vetro, which just means espresso in the glass, the purest form of espresso. Café Carreto with either grappa or Sambuca, which is corrected coffee, and that's usually an after dinner type or way to drink espresso. However, you will find that kind of in harvest months, you know, in September, October, on a cool morning, that before the men go out into the fields, they will sometimes pull a Café Carreto to kind of warm up the bones to get things ready for the day. But that's corrected coffee with either grappa or Sambuca. Then we got Sciacquarato, and that's either Sciacquarato Amaro, a Sciacquarato Dolce. Amaro is just bitter, and you can add your own sugar if you want and kind of sweeten things up a bit. I sometimes like it just pure bitter, Amaro. Or then Dolce is just the regular way to take Sciacquarato, which is shaken, espresso with ice, shaken with a little bit of sugar added, and they pour it into either a martini or a wine glass, and you just enjoy that. It's a great way to beat the heat here in Italy. Then macchiato is like essentially a cappuccino, but in the afternoon, it's served in the espresso cup, and it's the only way if you want to drink something aside from espresso, in the afternoon, you can order a macchiato. They're delicious, but they're little, it's a regular espresso cup with froth milk and a dollop of the kind of the froth milk on the top. It's very, very good. And, you know, those are usually around 1 euro. Like, if the regular coffee is 80 cents, then those are going to be about a euro. That is macchiato. Then we're going to have these two for breakfast only up until 10:30, but break the rules. If this is what you want when you're here, break the rules. It's not that big a deal. And that's either going to be latte or cappuccino. Both very, very good, of course. And then there's espresso, not espresso, but espresso. And that's any time during the morning, noon, afternoon, evening, whatever. You can always have espresso. And then you have Cafe Americano, which is just espresso with hot water. So those are kind of the main ways to go about it. And I think I have an espresso machine at home. It's a super automatic espresso machine, and it's a Seiko, and it's spelled S-A-E-C-O, Seiko. It's wonderful. I'm extraordinarily happy with it. I can make any and all of these coffee types that we just talked about at home, and they always turn out fantastic. And they're a little bit more expensive, but you can find them refurbished. You can find them used. They're wonderful. The place not to buy them is at your more popular retail locations. Try to find them online. They're usually a really, really good price. However, that being said, some of those more famous retail locations that we all know and love sometimes have unbelievably good specials on some of these machines. They're not always just Seiko, but they have different brands out there. I have seen them for only a couple $100 at some of these more popular places. So definitely check them out. Buy yourself a super automatic, not the one that you have to grind and tamp and everything else yourself at home. The Supermatic does all the works. It grinds down the beans. It makes the pod. It pushes out the coffee. It's amazing. It's one push effort. It's a great way to go. And it's worth a couple of extra bucks in the money that you'll save from going every single day out to the cafe to spend money at home. So that's my 2 cents. I hope that you enjoy the coffee, and by all means, try them all. And don't be afraid. If you want cappuccino, after dinner, by all means, have one. No big deal. And with that, I hope that you have as much fun in Italy as I'm having this time. And with that, feed your soul. And remember, Caffè al Vetro for the purest. Ciao.
Dreaming of renting a villa in Italy? Papavero Villa Rentals, your Italy experts, will make that dream come true. We specialize in Italy 100% of the time. It's our passion, and we love what we do. We're experts on travel to Italy, and we're here to help you plan the perfect trip. From the Italian Alps to the beaches of Sicily, we personally select each property to assure your comfort. We travel to Italy multiple times a year to inspect and revisit each property to assure your physical comfort as well. We thump the pillows, check the water pressure, and sleep in the beds. We know each property intimately and are happy to help you choose the one that best suits your desires. And we don't stop there. Our frequent trips to Italy enable us to arrange day tours and services, all pre-approved by us, so you can book with confidence. No matter what your dream may be, a stunning villa with staff on Lake Como, a country cottage in Tuscany, a chic apartment in Rome, or anything in between, trust your dream to Papavero Villa Rentals. Call us toll-free at 1-866-737-0000. That's 1-866-737-0000. Or visit us online at papaverorentals.com.